We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Well, it was a decision 12 months in the making for the NRL Independent Commission, but scrapping the national anthem at this year's Origin Series only survived an hour of public scrutiny and one angry Prime Minister. Among discussions yesterday were salary cap issues, next year's playing schedule, and funding to the clubs, plus the commissioners also voted unanimously to scrap the anthem. The outcome was leaked to the Daily Telegraph around noon, and shortly afterwards, Chief Executive Andrew Apdow confirmed it. Readers were outraged. Prime Minister Scott Morrison called Peter Vlandis, who in turn called each commissioner, asking them to reconsider the decision. And that's how it was restored. And if you want to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has called on Kevin Rudd to publicly release all information available on links between the late sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein and the International Peace Institute. Epstein, who was found dead in a New York prison cell in August last year, donated $650,000 to the IPI via his charities between 2011 up until last year. Mr. Rudd is chair of the think tank, joining the Institute in 2014 after losing the federal election the year before. And he says he's been blindsided by the revelations. However, Minister Dutton says Mr. Rudd needs to detail all of the information because people want confidence and faith in the work that his group is doing. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Underworld figure Sam Ibrahim has been deported from New South Wales in a covert operation involving heavily armed police, but his lawyer says returning him to Lebanon could be a death sentence. Ibrahim, the older brother of well-known Sydney identity John Ibrahim, was smuggled in a police convoy from Long Bay Jail to Sydney Airport yesterday morning, where he was put on a flight to Perth. There, he'll fight the federal government's efforts to send him back to Lebanon, where he was born, before moving to Australia as a child in 1970. Ibrahim has spent more than 5 years behind bars for a firearm offence, during which time his permanent residency visa was cancelled. And to sport, the Daily Telegraph can reveal an online protocol stuff-up led to the Maroons players discovering whether they had secured selection for Origin 1. Under Origin rules, both states had to submit their official team lists to the NRL by 3 p.m. yesterday to be posted by NRL.com an hour later. But the two teams were posted prematurely at 3:30 p.m. in New South Wales. And due to a one-hour daylight savings delay in Queensland, Maroons players saw the list even earlier at 2:30 p.m. While New South Wales players had been told who had been named, Queensland coach Wayne Bennett hadn't yet informed all these players who had been secured and who had missed out on selection for the Adelaide match next Wednesday. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.